Jim, I'm Wayne Scherer, international speaker, author, entrepreneur, and I am your best friend because I want to do anything I possibly can to move you ahead. Imagine this for a moment, if you will. If you listened in last time, I gave you five steps. Now imagine having done those five steps, contacted a few people, talked to a few people, and whatever you may be doing. And by now you have them moving up and on their way to being a downline sign up. And if it's been 24 hours for you, then possibly you already have signed them up. Imagine that if you have taken those steps. Did you take those steps? That's my question. You know, you have no obligation when you do that. You don't have to feel obligated to tell me anything. You have an obligation only to yourself. And when you keep making excuses not to do it, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to talk to my friends. My friends don't want that. Did you ever ask them? If you're making questions like that, my question to you is, did you ever ask them? And if you have, how did you approach it? Did you try to sell something or did you try to help them? Okay? If you paid attention last time, remember we talked about we're trying to help somebody. We're not trying to sell somebody. All right, so here we are once again, being your destiny. This is about being your destiny, and I regurgitated that because how the hell are you going to have your destiny if you won't take the action? What is the matter with you? All right, now here, I want to share with you something because last night, I think it was, I went and saw a Walt Disney movie. It was called Saving Mr. Banks. Now, maybe you don't know who Mr. Banks is. I'm sure you know what Walt Disney is. Everybody in the world knows what Walt Disney is. And Saving Mr. Banks was a character from the movie Mary Poppins, okay? Mary Poppins. I saw that movie when it first came out. It was Mary Poppins previewed in the year 1964. I was a five-year-old kid, and I don't remember. I know my parents didn't take me. They didn't have the money, but I'm pretty sure it must have been my aunt who took us to see Mary Poppins fly in from the east and depart, fly out from the west. And the reason I bring this up is because, once again, it has a lot to do with perspective and in people taking action for themselves. So Saving Mr. Banks was about Walt Disney. Any movie has multiple stories, but the overarching story is about Walt Disney achieving his dream that he promised his kids that he would bring the books of I forgot her name, Mrs. Trevor, Pamela Trevor, Mary Poppins to P.L. Trevor's is how she scribbles her name on those books, to life in a movie for his kids. He had made that promise and he'd been working on it for 20 years. So by 19, I think it took him almost 3 years to complete the movie and get Pamela Trevers to sign off on it, because she just really didn't want to give up the rights to her book. She didn't want anybody embellishing her story of Mary Poppins in what it was to her in her mind. So there lay the challenge, multiple challenges. Number one, there were probably about five challenges in this movie, but the first was for Disney himself to convince or to show Mrs. Trevers that he understood what it is she wanted from the story, which of course he did not to begin with. And it took him an awful lot of effort to find out exactly what it was that was going to make it right for Mrs. Trevers. And number two, for Miss Pamela Trevers to overcome her staunch withholding of what really was behind her story so that other people could understand it in the same way she did. People loved her stories. They were very, very popular. I don't remember how many total Mary Poppins books there were. I think there's like 8 of them or something like that. So the movie was about a collection of 4 of them, I believe, put together to create the Mary Poppins movie made famous by Walt Disney and probably known all over the world. It's probably next to The Wizard of Oz is probably one of the most well-known movies in the world. And so both these individuals, Disney and Travers, had to change their perspective of how they saw things in order to achieve the goal that they wanted. They couldn't just say, well, it was impossible, although you saw at one point in the movie, Disney almost said it was impossible, but he wasn't, you know, he was a staunch, I mean, the man was as creative as they could be, but he was also a shrewd businessman, and he did not give up on his goals. And when his goals didn't work, you know, he's like anybody, like you, like me. Our first inclination is to say we quit. And he didn't exactly say the words he quit, but, you know, you saw him pretty much toss his stuff and it's like, I'm not even going to try anymore. But, of course, he did keep trying. He just created a new approach. He had to find out some information that was about the pain that this woman, Pamela Travers, whose name was not Pamela Travers, it's actually Helen Goff. That's also part of the mystery of the story. Helen Goff was actually from Australia. And though she had set the stories in London, and she lived in London, she was actually from Australia, and she pretty much had covered up that past. And that was the pain that Disney had to figure out. Now, they didn't actually reveal completely how he figured out. There were a few clues that led you to what set him on the road, but there had to be more to it than what was shown. But nonetheless, he didn't give up. He just looked for another angle. All right, he didn't assume he had approached everything the way his writer, his author, Mrs. Travers, needed it to be approached. He changed the approach. He had to get at the pain. He had to get at the pain and show that he had a solution. So it wasn't about selling Mrs. Travers. It was about showing her he had a solution in a way to help her with her pain. That's what it all came down to. If he could not have done that, then he could never have made Mary Poppins. But of course, as a businessman like you, like me, or businesswoman, I guess we have to say woman nowadays, or else somehow we're excluding somebody, which isn't true. The word man, when used that way, is meant to mean everybody, and that is what it means in English. But we won't go down that path right now. We'll stick to the stick to the story. Getting at the pain is what you are after, and that's what the 5 steps was all about. You must do the 5 steps. You must do them. If you do the 5 steps and you apply them and you show that it's about helping somebody and not about selling somebody, that's why it works, okay? And that's why I love starting with the 7-minute workout. Because on top of the fact that I use it, it's my way of staying fit, and it has prevented me from becoming a fat blob in my military retirement, and kept me in. I'm actually muscularly in better shape than I was in the military. My weight isn't good because I'm not. I have to admit, I don't make a great diet for myself, and that's so. I'm a little bit heavier than I want to be, but I'm definitely not fat or obese, and muscularly, I'm very, very fit. And that's because of the 7-minute workout. I'll never stop doing it. But that's the thing about why using the 7-minute workout is so easy, because you don't have to sell anybody on anything. You give them a program. You show them that it will help them. If they want to lose weight and be fit, then it then they can't help but see that when they, if they go in and use it for a week and see that, yes, it is as easy as it said. It's not a bunch of hype. It's not a made up thing. All right. So it's about presenting something that can help. All the programs that I deal with all have something that help people achieve their goals. Otherwise, I wouldn't deal with them. And so, if you're dealing with programs that all they do is offer to make the next person money, to make the next person money, to make the next person money, then you're not exactly offering to help anybody. Because number one, you probably can't prove that it does that to begin with. And if it isn't doing that for you, you probably pretty much prove that it doesn't do that. Just because it takes more than that, right? It takes a whole lot more than that. Mary Poppins knew it. You ever seen the movie Mary Poppins, right? Mary Poppins is the governess, the nanny, so to speak, that comes to help the Banks family. And she does it with a lot of magical things. You know, the magic comes into play because it's partly about the kids, and it has a lot to do with Helen Goff, Pamela Travers' own family life and her father dying, and somebody and a woman coming as to help her family and making promises that she was going to keep her father alive. And having a bunch of, you know, magic pills and super lotions and stuff like that. And then, of course, he ultimately died. And she turned that into the stories that made her a lot of money. And ultimately became the movie, the world-famous movie, Mary Poppins. And so it started for her with somebody offering her magic pills, literally. All right? And whether you're doing it literally or figuratively, you know that it doesn't work. So you need to be offering, business is about offering something beyond just a magic pill for making money. It's about helping people achieve more things than just making money. And that's why you have to, I mean, that's why I've selected. That's why the Easy Lead Network, easyleadnetwork.com, of course, is free training for anybody who's a reseller on any of my four main products and any one of them. And so it's completely free, $7,500 worth of training and systems and funnels put together in one place. And it also brings people free leads simply by using the system. And I put that all together because it's about you having everything you need to achieve your goals and being able to offer people products that solve their pain points, the things about being healthy. It's painful to not be healthy, whether it's psychologically or physically. It's painful to not be able to lose the weight you want, whether you're obese or whether you just want to lose 10 pounds. It's psychologically painful. It could be physically painful to not be physically fit. Pure leverage. It can be painful to have to pay the prices it costs to actually get the tools independently that are available inside of Pure Leverage. Pure Leverage offers a bank of tools that would cost independently of the same quality $200 to $500 a month instead of $25 a month. All right, so it's a real solution to a pain point of being able to have the tools you need to actually build your business and make it grow. The Power Lead System funnels the same thing. Building marketing funnels is very, very challenging. Power Lead System funnel gives people free funnels that are actually designed by professional copywriters and that have been tested and worked. They can start actually bringing people into a funnel. They can actually start for free. There to be a reseller, of course, you do need to pay the reseller fee. And if you want to be in the Easy Lead Network, then you would need to be a reseller of that or one of the previous two. And of course, the Empower Network is about blogging and being able to create viral blogging systems to make money. And it puts all the things into a platform that works if you're willing to do what they tell you to do. And there's lots of training there, and it's for a specific crowd of people that want to be bloggers, and it does work. Okay, so it solves a pain point. It actually, if you do what they tell you to do, it starts your blog into motion and gets it working and starts it producing like it's supposed to. So that's what, you know, that's what Mary, excuse me, not Mary, but Pamela Travers, Helen Goff, did when she transitioned her magic pill provider, the person who came to her house and let her down and left her, you know, it wasn't on purpose, I don't think. I think the lady actually believed she was going to solve a problem, but she literally was bringing lotions and potions. She turned this lotions and potions person into somebody who actually solved problems for kids. She did it in a fantastical way in books that were fascinating. They're fascinating to adults and fascinating to children because a woman was able to come into people's lives, magically solve their problems. She'd come in by the east wind and leave by the west wind and go on to her next case. In the movie, it was just one family, but in the books, it's numerous families. She comes through the east wind, leaves by the west wind with her umbrella in the air, and by bringing them through some charming events and and actually in the book, she's rather stern. She's much nicer in the movie. But the bottom line was, it was about solving pains. And so when Miss Travers created her books, they sold so well because they solved pain points for children. They solved pain points for adults because adults enjoyed the fun. Also, it also made their kids happy. I mean, how many parents work day in and day out to try to get their kids happy? Some, I think, try a little bit too hard, and they should just let the kids be sad sometimes. But the bottom line was, Travers solved a real problem for the parents and the kids, and that's why her books sold so well, and that's why it turned into such a great movie, And it's also what happened with Walt Disney. He found a solution to Helen Goff, Pamela Travers' pain in order to get the movie onto the screen. Well, she had another pain point. She was running out of money. She had stopped writing Mary Poppins at the time. And she wasn't making any more money off the old books. They weren't selling as much as they used to. So she needed money. But it also put her back in. She created a few more Mary Poppins after that, which sold very well. And, of course, the royalties from the Walt Disney movie. The Walt Disney movie won Academy Awards. Songs won Grammys. It was truly an amazing event. And so it transformed a lot of people's lives. And it solved real problems. So the five steps I gave you solves a real problem. It's five steps you must do to get your business rolling. If you do them, you will get started. EasyLeadNetwork.com. EasyLeadNetwork. Lead. LEAD. EasyLead. EASYLEAD. NET. WORK.com. EasyLeadNetwork.com. The video is right there on the homepage. It's free. You don't even have to opt in to watch it. You can use it on anything. But if you get in my power downline, you'll get a whole lot more training. You'll get $7,500 of tools training and an interaction that you'll not get anywhere else. So I would encourage you to join as a reseller one of these tools, particularly if you've had any problem at all. I mean, how is it that you know what you want to do, but you don't do it, right? How is it that you don't know what you want to do, but you're here listening to this? I don't think that's possible. So why is it that you would not go and watch a free training that actually shows you how you could have a real downline sign up as soon as in the next 24 hours? Well, how could that be possible? I don't know. But there's no obligation there, so you don't have to even feel obligated. You don't even have to tell me a thing. However, I would appreciate it if you would take the time to go to WayneSharer.com and click the like button. I would love that. But other than that, now that we're done, I wanted to make sure that you knew exactly how to put these things together and understood what it's all about. It's not about selling. It's about solving problems. It's about ending the pain for somebody in some way, physical or emotional, it doesn't matter what it is. Everything, every buying decision has to do with solving a pain. It may not be a severe pain, but it's something that somebody wants solved. And that's what the five steps are. The five steps do that. Listen to the previous lesson. Go watch the video, okay? I mean, seriously, we're done here. The video takes about 40 minutes total, and it's at easyleadnetwork.com. Easyleadnetwork.com. It's there for you. There's no opt-in required. There's no obligation there. So therefore, there's no risk. I can't even contact you if you watch the video and leave. You just watch it. And if you want to be on the team, which I do want you on the team, then sign up afterwards, okay? Hey, you know, that's the way it is. I love you all. You're great. I want you to have your destiny. I want you to be independent. I want you to be free of your job. I want you to end whatever pain is holding you from moving ahead. That's very important. It's Christmas time. It's just a few days before Christmas. But every day is Christmas time for me. And I want every day to be Christmas time for you. Live your destiny. Be your destiny. This is Wayne Scherer. Thank you for being here again. And I'll see you on the next episode. We'll be right back.